Let's listen to highlights from Tuesday's action of high school basketball on KNIA KMLS and KNIAKMLS.com. Knoxville visited Sheraton, and for the boys, it did not take long for history to be made, live on 95.3 KNIA. Larson now to Landon Norris. He'll take the three. Splashdown, Landon Norris, and he's 1 point away. He's got 9.99 for his career. Shore out front, drives in a lane, lost it, picked up by Landon Norris. Norris trying driving in. He'll get it out to Lincoln. Three is good. Splashdown again, Lincoln Norris. 6 points, and it's 9-2 Knoxville. Inside to Kobe. Back over to Lincoln. Now to Landon. Landon will drive. Will lay it up. It scores! And there's the third Panther to score 1,000 points in Knoxville school history. Here's Drake Larson, gets it into Kobe Higginbotham. Higginbotham to Caden Smith. He'll lay it up as he drives the baseline. Nobody in front of him in a white shirt. And that's Caden Smith's first two of the game. Norris back to Larson. Larson on the right side. Gets it inside to Caden Smith. Over to Kobe Higginbotham, and he scores. Give Caden the assist. And Kobe Higginbotham, his first two. That was a beautiful look there by Caden. He knew he didn't have much of a shot, and he saw Kobe coming down the lane. Down court. Oh, what a pass to Caden Smith, and he scores. Drake Larson threading the needle, and he scores it to Caden Smith at 6 points. Larson top of the key, off his foot, but Tayshawn picks it up. Over to Larson. Now to Drake, to Lincoln, out to Landon Norris. F3, splashdown, Landon Norris.
Final score, Knoxville 73, Sheraton 57. The girls fell 36-28. Pella hosted Gilbert in for the girls. It was another ranked matchup, live on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider.
92.1 KRLS, and we got a couple of pretty good ones on the docket for you here tonight, and a couple of really good Gilbert teams here as the Tigers are set to take on the Dutch. And that
nice
will cut some momentum,
Sheckle.
But Sheckle counted and one. Thompson fights for a steal. We've got bodies hitting the floor. Jenna Altman all by herself will lay it off the glass and in. Maggie Thompson started it. Jenna Altman will finish it, and Pella's back within four again. Cameron Long will tie the game up. 17 all. What a run by Pella. They were down 12-2, and they'll close the quarter on a 15-5 run and knot us up here. Left side here for Long. Long drives it hard to the rack.
Nice.
And gets
job,
another two-pointer.
Left hand.
Cameron Long up to 6 points, tying Jenna Altman for the team lead. Walk-up crosses over top of the circle to Wogan in the corner.
Parts nice feed
to Vincent for two.
Great post-up from Vincent down low.
Pass to Vincent, back to Parks. 13 seconds to shoot. And Sheckle will take it and can it from downtown.
And
Katie
threes,
Sheckle.
Threes keep coming.
31-18 Dutch.
Nice
now
drive from Long.
Runner. Count the basket and one. Gets stuck on the defense. Finds Sheckle. Sheckle, an eight-footer.
Floater.
Floats
it's
it
good.
In. Katie Sheckle, 40-26 Dutch. Go Tauke
nice
Altman.
Nice move from Altman.
The old school
nice
post move.
Scoop.
For the second night in a row, Jenna Altman's into double figures. 10 points, offensive rebound. Altman spins around again. Jenna Altman have a quarter. That's her second putback shot and her third made field goal. She's up to 12 and Pella up by 13. Vincent in the corner, Harmon wide open for three.
There it is.
Yes, Pella takes a 15-point lead with a minute to go in the third over number 7, Gilbert. Try to find her opening, step back, baseline jumper,
tough
good
shot.
Touch. And it
tough
gets
shot,
the friendly roll.
Friendly roll.
Sheckle the double figures, 54-46. Offensive rebound is blocked by Thompson. And the Dutch will knock off number 7, Gilbert.
Final score, Pella 58, Gilbert 54. The boys also won 79-70. Finally, Norwalk welcomed Lewis Central as the girls kept rolling live on 95.3 KNIA with Mike Effner.
Warriors have the rebound. Nice pass across the lane. Braylon Birmingham to Pearl Brown. Her shot is good, and she's fouled. Warriors can't buy a bucket right now. Pearl Brown ends up with a loose ball, knocks the shot in, and is fouled. And Pearl Brown will go back to the line. She's got all 4 points for Norwalk. This will be her second three-point play opportunity. Off the inbounds, three-pointer good by Bailey Birmingham. Maybe that'll get the Warriors going. They're up 13-9. Diagonal pass toward the lane is off the mark. Ava Carlson's got the steal. She's going to take it coast to coast and score. Earl Brown comes off the screen, gets it to Braylon Birmingham, dribbles it to the elbow. Scoop shot inside, off the glass and good with the left hand. That's a move we've seen a few times this year. Warriors have the rebound. Here comes Overholzer. Bailey Birmingham, three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net for Bailey Birmingham, her second three of the night. The Warriors will continue their possession. Bailey for three, her third three-pointer of the night. Bailey Birmingham. Nice pass. Overholzer to Braylon Birmingham, cutting down the lane, and she finishes. Pearl Brown ends up with the basketball. Here come the Warriors, 5-on-2. Pass ahead. Look at her run the floor. Ava Carlson finishes on a nice pass from Pearl Brown. What a fast break there for the Warriors. Another steal off the press. Pearl Brown's layup is good. Now Ava Carlson with the steal off the press. Here come the Warriors again. Pass down to Braylon Birmingham from Overholzer. Layup is good. Linder kicks it to the corner. Peyton Travis, three-pointer. Might bank it in and does.
Final score, Norwalk 60, Lewis Central 28. The boys also won 62-46. Highlights from Tuesday night's basketball action on KNIA KRLS.